coming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A 19-year-old has been arrested in connection to a shooting near a Montgomery Walmart. The shooting happened in the 6400 block of Atlanta Highway on Friday. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Prattville police are looking for a missing senior. 81-year-old Robert Robinson was last seen leaving his home around 6 o'clock Monday night. Authorities say Robinson has severe dementia and diabetes. If you have any information, call Prattville police. And the National Weather Service confirms 53 tornadoes so far this year in Alabama. That compares to the yearly average of 47 tornadoes. The state recorded 28 tornadoes in March, which was the highest total for that month since 1950. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
More explosions rock Sri Lanka's capital. Deadly leftover devices from Easter terror attacks on churches and hotels. The death toll now stands at least 290. Over 500 were hurt.
The House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed President Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn.
Are you worried about impeachment?
Not even a little bit.
A whistleblower shares his concerns about Boeing's Dreamliner.
Would you fly in a 787?
Probably not.
President Trump is fighting back on another matter, suing to block a congressional subpoena to produce his business records.
Party President Trump said he's not going to nominate Herman Cain for the Federal Reserve Board.
The mayor of Yuma, Arizona, has declared a state of emergency as the city on the border struggles to handle a flood of migrants.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
90,812, and now a new 13-day total of 942,738.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, not Weezer, but because she won it last week, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Now, I just got off the phone with Reed. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, so on Saturday, it's going to start at 10 o'clock. It is a spring festival there. They're going to have farm equipment that the kids can get on, all sorts of stuff. They're doing cook-offs, and I'm going to be a judge for that. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, but they have got everything down there. They're going to have food trucks, all sorts of stuff. So you need to make plans to be there. I want to see you, and I want to meet you when I'm there. I'm not sure the exact time I'm going to be there. He told me the cook-off is, I think, is at 2, but I might get there earlier than that so I can kind of visit around with people. And I hope I see you there. And my good friend Mark P. Bunting is going to be with me, and then you heard about Kevin Murphy being there for a little while, too. We just picked up a clip of a woman to Bernie Sanders. My family fled Soviet Russia. Socialism has failed in nearly every country. Let's listen in.
Hi, Senator Sanders. So my father's family left Soviet Russia in 1979, fleeing from some of the very same socialist policies that you seem eager to implement in this country. So my question is, how do you rectify your notion of democratic socialism with the failures of socialism in nearly every country that has tried it?
And do you think that... Thank you for asking that question. Is it your assumption that I supported or believe in authoritarian communism that existed in the Soviet Union? I don't. I never have, and I opposed it. I believe in a vigorous democracy, but you have asked me the question about democratic socialism. Fair question, and let me answer it. I happen to believe that in the United States, there is something fundamentally wrong when we have three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society, 160 million people. Something wrong when the top 1% owns more wealth than the bottom 92%. Something very wrong when 49% of all new income today is going to the top 1%. And something is equally wrong when we have a corrupt political system made even worse by this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which allows billionaires to spend unlimited sums of money to elect candidates who represent the wealthy and the powerful. So answer number one to your question is a radical idea. Maybe not everybody agrees, but I happen to believe we should have a government that represents working families and not just the 1% and powerful corporations. All right, that's point number one. Point number two, what do I mean when I talk about democratic socialism? It certainly is not the authoritarian communism that existed in the Soviet Union and in other communist countries. This is what it means. It means that we cherish, among other things, our Bill of Rights. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt made this point. Of course, I don't know if you remember, I read about it, 1944, in a State of the Union address that never got a whole lot of attention. This is what he said. Basically, it was a very profound speech toward the end of World War II. He said, you know, we got a great constitution. Bill of Rights protects your freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and all that stuff. Great. But you know what it doesn't protect? It doesn't protect and guarantee you economic rights. So, Samantha, let me be very honest with you. I believe that in a democratic, civilized society, health care is a human right. Government should make that happen. I believe that every young person in this country, regardless of his or her income, has the right to get all of the education they need. That's why I have fought hard, with some success, to move toward making public colleges and universities tuition free and very substantially reduce student debt.
That this is incredible. I mean, but he's not socialist. No, he shouldn't have government be in charge of everything and pay for everything.
And my goodness, the nonsense! The Bill of Rights protects your freedom of speech and your freedom of assembly.
Notice he didn't mention guns
and freedom. Yeah, freedom of religion. Yeah, freedom to own a weapon. Really, it's enshrining the freedom to self-defense.
Right.
And yes, Bernie, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights did guarantee economic rights. It guaranteed economic liberty in the same way it guaranteed liberty in speech, guaranteed liberty in the press, guaranteed liberty in religion. It guaranteed liberty, and that's what we mean by rights, not guarantees and conflating liberty with agency and some positive good, because you can't guarantee the same level of education and the same level of health care to all people, even if you use the government.
Right. I mean, that what he's talking about is outcome-based benefits that are there. If your outcome is poor, the government's going to pick it up for you. And if you read the Federalist Papers, the whole reason behind all of this was so you would have the ability to conduct commerce and have the liberty to do that, so long as it was within the Constitution, meaning the joint will of the people of whatever area you were in, state, or have their individual constitution. Carry on, young Joey son.
All right. I got out of that one.
Did it fall apart?
Yeah, well, I couldn't take it anymore. I was ready to go to Lindsey Graham. But, yeah, I mean, this is his standard stump speech. Free education, free health care. These things are rights. FDR talked about it. I mean, that's what I've heard from him in the last... That's his stump speech.
So you want to go to Lindsey Graham?
That's what I'm thinking. And this was apparently Lindsey last night.
Last night in Hannity's, I believe.
All right.
All right, following the release of the Mueller report last week, questions are rightly being asked about what comes next. Congressman Doug Collins tweeted this, quote, claims Mueller report punts the special counsel's work to Congress is just wrong. The report analyzes Congress's constitutional authority to legislate. It does not upend the separation of powers by calling Congress to continue a completed DOJ investigation. Joining us now in his first interview, by the way, since the Mueller report came out, he was out of the country, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham. Well, you know, we kind of needed you last week, and there you are. I don't know where the hell the heck you were, but we could have used you.
Have to shoot you.
All right, let's get your general thoughts and reaction, and more importantly, what you're going to do.
Okay. Well, number one, the idea that the Mueller report is not the final word on all things Trump, Russia, collusion, and obstruction is news to me. I thought we all trusted Mueller. So here's what I think is going on in the House. There's going to be a stampede to impeach President Trump. They're going to use the Mueller report, anything they can find, to try to destroy his presidency. Nancy Pelosi's not in charge of the Democratic Party. The radical left is in charge. So I expect that there will be impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And the Mueller report, to me, is vindication of President Trump.
Well, you said...
Let's go to the phones and let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm very good, John, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to kind of give my opinion. I was talking to some... I'm almost 40. And I was talking to some younger kids that were friends with my son and everything. He's 17. And I just asked them the question, you know, what do you guys think about socialism? And what do you guys think about the way that they're wanting to do these things? And I've always considered my boy to have a pretty good head on his shoulders. And he said, well, I would be for that. And I said, why? He said, because I would like for everybody, you know, to be able to have this and to have that. And I said, all right, well, now let me put it this way to you. And this was the way I explained it to him. I said, if we had socialism in America, this is what's going to happen, okay? You're going to have people that's going to work their butts off all day long. They're going to go to work, and they're going to work hard. And they're going to come home, and they're going to see their neighbor sitting in a lounge chair where he has been sitting for the last 2 or 3 days. And he can't work, though, because he's got a bad ankle. Or he might have had a torn ligament in his knee when he was younger, and he says he's in pain and he's disabled now. So he reaps all the benefits that, you know, you're working for. I said, how many people do you think are going to continue to hold a job and work all day long like that versus being able to sit at home like their neighbor was doing when he got home after a long, hot day? You know, it's going to be, you're not going to have enough people working to support you and everybody that wants to be ran by this government than you are to, if you just leave things the way they are and just try to build a bigger, better economy, like I feel like Donald Trump is doing.
I agree with that. How did he receive it?
Well, he thought about it, and like I said, you know, I've always considered my son to have a good head on his shoulders, and he thought, he really didn't answer me or come back with anything right then. It was later on, you know, he came back and he said, you know, I would hate to be at work all day and to have somebody reaping what I'm, well, he didn't say reaping, but I can't repeat what he said word for word. He said he would hate to have somebody pretty much mooching off of everything that he worked for. That he would rather, you know, every man that can earn his own. And I said, now you see why socialism would never work. And, you know, he's trying to spread the word to his friends a little. But, you know, teenagers are teenagers. And I feel like all teenagers are liberals until they're about 25.
Let me ask you something. You said you were 40 years old?
Almost.
Was there a course on communism when you were in high school?
No, I went to Robert E. Lee. Well, as a matter of fact, let me think. I went to Billingsley High School and I went to Robert E. Lee High School. And I never remember, I don't remember anything about communism or socialism. I just remember there were certain times when we would have certain studies where we would, you know, study the countries like Canada. I think it was Canada, I can't remember at the time, had the health care for all thing. And they were talking about how like Bernie Sanders says, you know, everybody should get free health care. And I'm like, yeah, you talk about all the countries with socialism that have free health care, but look at their waiting list. You have people dying on waiting lists trying to get into the doctor because of socialism.
Yeah.
I saw
that when I was at MD Anderson. I was amazed at the number of people that were from another country. Let me ask you this, John. When you were in high school, did you take a world history class? And was there anything on socialism and communism and things like that?
No, not that I recall.
I think that's a real problem that we've got. When I was in high school, that was taught. When I was in college, I was definitely taught. You had to, at Wofford, you had to take a government class, a college-level government class.
Now, the biggest and most important history classes I remember from high school, especially at Robert E. Lee, is they focused more around, like, the Berlin Wall and...
Uh-oh, did we lose John?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Good world history class is worth its weight in gold. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you for taking my call. Dan, this is a kind of a follow-up to that gentleman's comment.
Please.
In a former employment status, I found myself in child support court every Monday morning in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not even a... district judge. I think I'm saying that back with one below circuit district judge. Yeah. It was a referee, and he was about my age, more like your age, and he was old school, and he...
Not old, just old school.
Anyway, so if a father that was behind on child support, a non-custodial parent behind on child support, and if they came to the judge and their plea was, I injured my back, I'm a truck driver, I don't have a job, he wouldn't blink or bat an eye. He would send them to a program that's sponsored by your tax dollars, and it's called the Vocational Rehab. And I wonder why. Your audience is the most intelligent in the River Region. I don't know why they don't do that before these people like that guy did. And he was a career truck driver. But then he was on disability, but that didn't get him out of his financial obligations as a father. Does that make any sense, what I just said?
That does. I'm not sure where this is germane to, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. Let's say I operate an excavator. I can't do that one-handed. If I lose an arm, I'm going to go get a lawyer and try to get a disability check, but there's a lot of things that one-handed people can do, because in a previous career... I sat at a desk, and I just don't understand why the government can't think like a business, especially now that we've got a businessman in the White House. And I wondered, I'm just asking to...
Well, I'll tell you something, the knowledge... Something I'm really concerned about is they're not teaching business principles at all. If there's a course you should have in high school, it's a business principle course. We don't teach basic just understanding of banks and banking and check writing and things like that. There are a whole bunch of people out here that's just, you know, the word ignorant means without knowledge, and they do not have any knowledge of the business world. And they think that the business is the enemy.
That's correct. And it's sad, Dan. I have an LLC, and I couldn't call in that day. But it wasn't that long ago that you said, talking to your audience, trying to educate us, how important it is that you can use a business. My father called it a tax shelter. And I established an LLC in 2014. And the return is legitimate. But because of the illegal immigrants, it's residential repair and improvements. And because there's so many illegal immigrants, they can undercut my bid. So anyway, I use that as a tax shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it just helps hone my skills, I don't even have to hire a CPA because that 1040 long form is just a challenge to me, but it's something I can do. But anyway, to just wrap this up, I do appreciate how you really do want to better the River Region by further educating your listeners.
My world is a world of, I want to increase knowledge and awareness.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. You can say that again, brother. That's exactly right.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Doug. You too. Let me go to break. Oh, I know which show that was. I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television
on ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Hello, I'm Keith Pinkerton at Mr. Electric. How do we make things better? Our customers say it better than we can.
Professional. Top notch.
They were on time.
Fixed it on site.
I'd recommend Mr. Electric to anyone.
We're proudly making things better in the Montgomery area. And we're proud to be a neighborly company. Visit MrElectric.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, it's going to start warming up here, and we've had a lot of rain. We're going to have some rain, I think, on Thursday. It's going to be gorgeous on Saturday, and I hope I see you down at Sweet Creek Farm Market for the Chicken Spring Fest. The chicken meaning baby chicks being born all over the place because it's springtime. Mosquito Shield is taking care of me in my home. They've done it for years, and I love it. I love being outside on my deck. It is my favorite room in the house. I always like to entertain people, and I don't want my guests to be uncomfortable, and they're not when you have Mosquito Shield. Now, LaVon Russell, he's a great guy. His son services does my house, but you can get the Dan Morris $29.95 special first-time application if you're not a current customer. So you can see what it's like, and I'm telling you, once you do it, you kind of go, man, this is great. So get ready to copy LaVon's number down, 334-513-2940, Mosquito Shield, LaVon Russell. He's a great guy, great family, great product. I cannot put enough emphasis on this. I love my deck. It's my favorite room in the house. Every day, unless it was raining for about the last week, I have been out on my deck in the afternoon, and I'm going to be out there this afternoon talking on the phone, dealing with clients, doing the things I need to do. So it's like my special little room. And why? Because Mosquito Shield takes care of it, and I don't have to worry about those little pesky things. So Mosquito Shield, 334-513-2940. We're going to pick back up with Lindsay.
Over. I agree with you. You said a stampede.
It is over for me.
Let me tell you, I think now we've had four, we have had 9-month investigation by the FBI. Even right. Strzok and Page said, there's no there there. We had right. nothing, Page said. Then we had the House Intel Committee investigation. Then the bipartisan Senate committee. Now the Mueller report. Right. You can't say it any more clearly. No collusion. So now the American people, the answer's in on this. If they want to do this on top of the Green Deal, what are the political right. ramifications for not serving the American people?
Well, I think they'll get punished in 2020, and I think President Trump will get reelected. I know what happened in 98 when the American people understood what they got with Bill Clinton. They understand President Trump, warts and all. And Mueller was the guy that I was going to let look at, make sure he looked at the idea of Trump working with the Russians. The verdict is in. There was no collusion. There's no obstruction of a crime that never occurred. The obstruction thing was bizarre to me to begin with. So here's what I think. They're going to be stampeded to impeach Trump because they hate him so much. And I hate it for the country. I hate it for the president. But it's going to result in him getting reelected. The media is not covering the Trump presidency. They're trying to destroy it. The Democratic Party doesn't accept the fact that President Trump won. So at the end of the day, we're just going to have to deal with this in 2020 at the ballot box.
So there are three big components here that have not been resolved. We now know the investigation into Hillary was rigged. Even Strzok and Page said,
politically motivated.
Loretta Lynch was running yeah. every decision. Matter, not an investigation. Then we have the attempt to use a phony Russian dossier, even the New York Times admitting tonight, which is interesting. Washington Post writing, Fox News was right, especially Hannity, whatever. But more importantly, it's not about who's right. But a rigged investigation, right. an attempt to rig a presidential election, and then undo and unseat a duly elected president. What will you do specifically?
Well, there's before and after the campaign. Before the campaign, I want to find out, did George Papadopoulos, was he working with the Russians, or did they plant in his mind that the Russians had Hillary Clinton's email? In other words, did the knowledge about Russia and the Clinton emails come from somebody other than Russia? How could you use the dossier four different times to get a warrant against American citizen when it's a bunch of garbage? Why didn't they tell the court that it was a politically motivated document? I'm going to try to find out about the counterintelligence investigation, about how the FISA warrant was obtained against Carter Page. Was there an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment? Who's telling the truth, McCabe or Rosenstein? The person who leaked to the Washington Post that General Flynn was being surveilled during the transition period. If you can find out that person, that's probably the one who started all this.
That is it. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
How are you in this beautiful day?
I'm doing fine here in this beautiful Alabama. I'm supposing I'm doing a whole lot finer than a lot of other folks are doing. It sounds like the old rabbit dog is on the rabbit now.
Where do you say that?
Looks like he, from what I was hearing, he's zoning in on where it started at.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem for the Democrats and the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden.
I'm sure. This is hilarious, man. I'm telling you. I'm spending a fortune on champagne and caviar. I might have to go back to popcorn and soda pop for a little while. I didn't expect this comedy show to go on this long. But anyway, somebody needs to tell the Democrats. I don't know if we could send a letter up there to somebody, get a hold of one of our councilmen or something, and remind all the Democrats that Obama ain't in office and Laura Lerner is no longer at the IRS. So, we got a real IRS now. See what I'm saying?
I do.
These people are a bunch of fools, and it's just hilarious. But anyway, I want to encourage our president to keep up the good work, keep our country moving in the direction that it's heading in. And that's all I got, guys. I'm just calling to see how y'all doing today. And
excuse me. We're doing great.
Dan, I talked to you a while back. I don't know how long ago it was when we talked on the show. You said you was trying to put something together for everybody to get together.
Yeah, actually, we're looking at something in the beginning of May on the Harriet 2.
Okay, all right. Well,
as soon as I finalize it, I'll let the audience know.
Yeah, do that so I can send in the person today or whatever. I don't know if it's going to be on a weekend or how you do it.
No, it's going to be on a Thursday night, and I'm trying to keep the price down as reasonable as possible here, where we're going to have food from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to have my Wagyu beef guy to do some appetizers for us on the grill, and you're going to get a drink ticket. It should be a really good time.
Sounds like it. I definitely won't be included in that. So, yeah, guys, y'all keep up the great work that y'all doing over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
I appreciate you, Rodney. You have a drive safe. News Talk 93.1, Demo Show, and we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The nation's high court earlier today hearing arguments over whether the next census should include a citizenship question.
The Trump administration wants to ask about citizenship status on the decennial census. The population count is critical to congressional representation and federal funding. Immigrant rights organizations, as well as several states, say inclusion of the citizenship question could intimidate immigrant households, causing an undercount.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Fox News confirms former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his presidential run in a video Thursday. The Democrat will hold a campaign rally Monday in Pittsburgh. A 24-year-old suburban Milwaukee man coming forward to claim his $768 million Powerball prize.
Feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
Manuel Franco says he's taking the $477 million lump sum payout. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228, that's where we are. Reminder that it's a better buy at Brubaker Motors. They've got great sales on brand spanking new Ram trucks. Go by and see them. See Duke Brubaker, Don Ricker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris show listener. Also, their Jeep product is award-winning. They are knocking it out of the park in the new car market. And then, of course, you have the Kia product that Brubaker Motors is the number one, I think now the entire state, for the Kia product. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris show listener. And how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of the show. We certainly appreciate it. And people are asking me, I will try, if I can figure out the timing of when I'll be there, I'll try and announce it on Friday on Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reed told me 2 o'clock, but I'd like to get there a little bit earlier. But the festivities start at 10. I'm really looking forward to being down there. Love that place. Love that place. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, does that mean you bring the big flamethrower down there?
No, I'm going to be an eater, not a cooker.
Oh, we're going to miss the show. I was hoping we could see some real flame-throwing in action there. You know, we get so much about the Mueller Report and all that, but, you know, there's a big world out there that don't include the Mueller Report. There's a hell of a lot going on geopolitically. How about Ukraine having its first Jewish president? Zelensky.
Who is a comic, isn't he?
Is a comedian.
A comedian? A Jewish comedian.
Is this the only and first Jewish leader to be elected in continental Europe, or am I mistaken?
I have to think through that one. I can't think of any.
I can't think of another one, man. This is not being recognized at all. I find that is dramatic to have a country in Europe that has a Jewish. Do they call him president of Ukraine?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I think Poland may have had a Jewish president.
Ah, yes, another ski of some kind. By the way, I've been told if it's Polish and Y is German, so, and the Polish will certainly correct you on that. Also, I wonder if Jerry Nadler is going to take over Theresa May's position in England. Have you heard how he's coming up?
Say that again?
Jerry Nadler... he's a British politician, correct?
No, Jerry Nadler is a U.S. congressman from...
I'm sorry.
From
who is
New
the
York?
Guy named Nadler that is in England that is doing so good in Parliament? Who's looks like they're going to challenge Theresa May.
Oh, you're talking about...
talking about the head of Labour, Jeremy Corbyn?
No, he's talking about the guy we see on Fox all the time.
Oh.
The Brexit guy.
Well, that's Farage.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it?
Farage,
yeah.
Last I heard, the Farage was a member of the European Union Parliament.
Okay. So that means he does not qualify for prime minister?
I don't know. I'd imagine you have to work up the party system. I get lost in the vagaries of the British parliamentary system.
I know. Brexit is it, or it
what they were saying about Farage is he's going to come back because the people of England are not happy. They voted for Brexit, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, and he there was just a poll that came out, I think, a week ago that actually had him having some pretty healthy numbers.
That's what I was referring to. Do you think that the Brexit will go in that direction? Or
I don't know. The problem is if they do, then how? I mean, Theresa May couldn't get it done, and it's because of Parliament. So they're just going to be back to where they were. Now, there is, in Investor's Business Daily, they have the ability to do some things similar to the president, where the prime minister can kind of take the reins and say, we've got to do this because this is the will, this is the vote of the people, and carry it out under the equivalent of executive order. But I think they would be fought every step of the way.
Yes. So, you know, I kind of wish these guys get off the Mueller story because there's so much going on in the world that is important. And there's a lot of geopolitical changes going on in Northern Africa, the Middle East, Ukraine, and England. We get locked into one story. Damn, you can't figure out what's going on in the rest of the world. So that's why I asked you, because I know you guys are Mr. Know-it-all.
And now, Mr. Know-It-All, for those who watch
Bullwinkle. What a wonderful guy. I miss Bullwinkle. That was so
I love that. That show had so many layers to it. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. It's embarrassing in the talk. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Dan, did we grow up in a very bizarre time or what?
We did. But I tell you something. When I was in college, we would watch the Bullwinkle show in the fraternity house, and we'd just laugh our butts off because it has so many layers and so many meanings to it.
This sounds like the University of Alabama I went to, too.
No,
Roll Tide. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that was Watford, right?
Watford. Yeah, I did a little stint at Alabama, but very brief. Had to go back because I made buckshot. It was just terrible. Worst quote. Thank goodness I had over too many hours from doing internships in summer school. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you? Where have you been? And how was your Easter?
It was just super fantabulous, Dan. Great Sunday service and family time. You know, of course, we're well out of the Easter egg type of thing. But it might not be too terribly long from now, I guess, some grandbabies. So might be doing some Easter eggs again before too many years.
There you go.
But a lot of fun, a lot of good things. So I saw that interview with Senator Graham last night, and I got to agree with Rodney a little bit. He does look a little bit like Deputy Dog. I like him a lot. But he is kind of, he's got that jowl look to him a little bit. He's doing a lot better job now, though. I wonder what it was that McCain had over him that kept him kind of on that McCain side of the rails there.
I tell you what, that among my circles, that is a great discussion. And here's kind of the range of discussion is that it's he really admired John McCain. And so he was trying to be indifferent to him. That's one kind of piece of the equation that I hear a lot. Another one is that he basically got a lot of his, I won't say power, but he got a lot of his abilities from John McCain and being in the John McCain orbit. And so he respected that. John McCain, from talking to people who kind of know about this issue, said that John McCain, in a way, kind of made Lindsey Graham in the transition from his congressional district to the Senate district and gave him this kind of aura that he needed.
Well, and I think as far as Trump's aspect in this equation, I think people like Lindsey Graham and others, let's say more hawkish people in foreign policy, realize that, and on other things too, but on foreign policy in particular, that's what Lindsey ran on when he ran in 2016. They realized Trump's more malleable than they thought. He can be all like, you know, we spent all this money and, you know, blood and treasure in the Middle East, and it was a huge waste and a huge mistake. But when it comes to the next war, the next engagement, I think Lindsey Graham thinks, I can work with this guy. And people couldn't figure that out until Trump actually ended up in the Oval Office.
a lot of moving parts that have gone on in there that I'd like to know a little bit more about sometime. But, you know, very interesting, you know, evolution with Lindsey Graham and others.
But it's, you know, that's a good thing, though. I mean, I think he's evolved way to the better.
Well, and then I think on the Kavanaugh issue, I think Lindsey Graham was legitimately just pissed off.
He was. And he was, he was absolutely spot on with it, too.
He was. They alluded last night in the interview to the idea that there's going to be information coming out prior to the Inspector General's report that's going to really be enlightening.
They did.
And
I did not get to that part
of
the thing.
Yeah, that's toward the end. They said we're going to know a lot more, a lot sooner.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, well, let's get it on, big dog. You know, and I'm wondering what that might be, and from what source it might be coming from. So, I mean, the FISA release has to happen after the IG report. Is that right? Do you think or?
No, I think the FISA. I think the IG report is going to be about FISA. I think what he may have been talking about was the Nunes referral over to Barr, and Barr investigating.
Oh yes, okay, I gotcha. All right, well, you know what? And if they do, and they're going to get Mueller up there, but I tell you what, some of the answers that he's going to have to give are going to be very uncomfortable for the Democrats. You know, in this whole thing, you know, in spite of all of his gyrations of, you know, obstruction, the baselessness of the whole investigation is going to be on full display for everybody to see by the time, you know, some Republicans get through with in there. So,
well, guys, here's some of the questions they're going to ask. One of the questions they're going to ask is, what did you do with the Steele dossier, and when did you find out that it wasn't correct? And why did you keep going when you found out?
Absolutely, and why didn't you let people know about it? You know, you let the country suffer through all of this junk for 2 years, knowing that it was a false basis?
Well, the thing is, he may not... say I knew it was a false say. He may say, well, we can never prove its legitimacy, but we also can prove its illegitimacy. Which is trying to basically approve a negative.
Yeah.
And we know what that does.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back, final segment, right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Flower Child, Dad. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, how are you today?
I am wonderful.
Good.
It is a beautiful day.
It is.
I think it's a disgrace how Bernie Sanders is luring these young people into something that he'll probably never live to see, into nutrition. He's promising something that he's never going to be able to deliver on, and he won't even get elected. But I have a question for, it's just like that old saying, you know, if it's too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is. But this is kind of towards Joey. How did you feel about when you were in your 20s, probably when Barack Obama was running for the first and second time? Did you believe his hope and change and everything?
I was 8, just to give some perspective, I was 18, first time voting in a presidential election in 08. Initially, I found Obama refreshing. I remember when he gave the DNC speech in 04.
Uh-huh.
And initially, I found it appealing. But as I started to wake up and study a little more, I'll put it this way, I did not cast my vote for Barack Obama. However, I will say, after he won that night and the election was declared for him in 08, I thought, well, maybe this is really good for the country and it'll bring people together and move forward. That was wrong. But no, I did not. I've never really been one to buy into the left's version of what is wrong and where we need to go. And I've always come at that as more libertarian. And there's all sorts of reasons for that, I suppose. But no, I didn't buy what they were selling necessarily.
See, so many of my friends' children in their 20s and stuff, they bought into that. And then when the health care issue hit them, they, you know, and the lies, and that's what the politicians do, is they just give you bait, and then they hope you bite on it. It's just, you know, sound bites that more like a reality TV show sometimes, I think.
And Flower Child, when you actually look at the numbers, particularly in 2008, it wasn't the millennial vote that did it for Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
It was the white female and black female vote, but mainly the white female vote that did it. He skewed those numbers so much, and then the black turnout really increased. It's just skyrocketed. And you put those two things together, and then you have a victory like he had.
Well, and Flower Child, if you want to know why certain people are more to the left or the right, whether they're young or old or whatever, there's fascinating work done by a psychologist named Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. If you can find, say, maybe him talking to Jordan Peterson, what they did is they studied the temperament characteristics of why somebody on the left is on the left, why somebody on the right is on the right. And they actually found, before you ever get talking about facts and values, people tend to have about the same temperament that determines whether they're on the right or the left. And it's pretty fascinating stuff and can go a long way to explaining why somebody might buy into a certain vision more than others.
Do you think people that are on a more government or state payroll or pension tend to vote more left?
Well, they vote more Democrat because they vote big government because they are part of big government.
Right.
Okay. But that's always been my theory, is that...
That's a fact.
Thank you for...
When you look at the federal employees' labor union, oh my gosh.
I know. That's what the other day when R2...
Same thing with state employee.
R2 Davis was talking. That to me is when you can't fire a civil service person and you can't fire a school teacher, you're just asking for a mediocrity person. They're never going to excel unless you... challenge them with merit.
Well, and here's what had happened, is when Paul Hubbard took over the AEA and did what he did, he basically institutionalized teachers, and it took about 20 years for the teachers. If you think of a teacher like when I was at Cloverdale in third grade or fourth grade, Mrs. Harris, you look at her and what she was then, and you look at the person that came along 20 years later to replace Mrs. Harris.
Oh, yeah.
It is substantially different, because then all the tenure laws were in place. The people were there for the wrong reason. You couldn't get them out, and they just didn't really care that much. They just wanted the job and the paycheck.
Yes, I agree. And see, I asked you this one time before, but my neighbor, who was a retired teacher, said they did away with teacher certifications. Like, you know, like I'm used to being, since I was medical, you know, you had to take boards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I understand it, they took away where you didn't have to take a test to see if you were proficient in that.
Yeah, you do have to get a certification, but you do not have to take a proficiency test.
Well, that's the problem then. I mean,
well, here's another big thing, is that the easiest school to be in within a college is the School of Education.
Well, I know they were always sunbathing in Auburn by noon.
Well, it is, and what happens is when you look at it and you look at the lowest, where the people who have the lowest ACT, SAT scores, that's where they are as an education.
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless them. I wouldn't want the job that they've got. And the
there are some people who are naturally gifted teachers,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But they're in I'll give you an example. William's third grade teacher was within 6 months of being tenured and be able to get a retirement from the state of Alabama. She left state schools to go work at the Montgomery Academy because she loved teacher, and she just totally gave it up. Gave up her retirement. That was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always come back with people and ask them, would you want your doctor or your nurse to be tenured? You know, I mean, would you want to use somebody that's tenured or based, you know, you go to them based on merit?
Right, and don't you want them to be able to pass their medical boards?
Really?
And you don't have to pass the equivalent of that.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at all the major, whether you're a nurse or whether you're an attorney or whether you're a doctor or whether you're a CPA, you have boards to pass. You have to pass the bar exam, for example, or the CPA exam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it says this is your level of efficiency. For me to be a stockbroker, I have to pass this incredibly hard course, but what it does is make sure I'm in compliance and I know how to do the things I need to do for a client.
Yeah, so that your clients don't get ripped off.
Right, and then I have to go back and get recertified constantly.
Yeah, continuing ed. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Plowchild, I got to go, my dear.
Bye. Y'all have a great evening.
Joey, thanks for a great show, buddy.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Make plans to be with me Saturday, Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's going to be fun.